I thought you were going to introduce us.
I don't do that. That's your job.
The talent.
Yeah. Listen, you're interviewing me.
I'm the star.
Yeah.
He made me drink his water and spit it back into the bottle before he would even touch it.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't poisoned.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Jack Austin. This is, of course, Across America. You tuned in, didn't you? You love it. We love you. It's all love. Robert Lamb is here.
I'm still here.
Still talking about his walk.
I'm really into myself.
Yeah. No, it's all about his walk.
Yeah. Never want to know about my walk.
Doesn't want to know about how I walked from the car to the front door.
Listen, we'll have a podcast.
Good.
Just for that.
Good.
I don't know if it'll make it to 17 episodes, but we'll see.
It'll get 5 million downloads. I'll be rich and you'll feel stupid.
Maybe. It better be a really good story from that for those 10 steps that you take.
Oh, boy, man. So I used to like all kinds of stupid stories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so one time when I was in high school, I showed up and there was that substitute teacher that everybody had. Mm-hmm. Not the same person, but the same type of person. That substitute teacher that knows they've only got you for an hour, but they feel like they're going to change your life and be the greatest thing that ever happened to you as a substitute teacher. And this person said, if you don't have your homework, I need you to write a note to your teacher as to why you don't have it. And I was like, okay. So I started my note and way started before why I forgot my homework. Like I woke up this morning and I was so excited to come into school today. And I wrote a 3-page letter as to why I didn't have my homework.
Oh my God.
And it was so stupid.
Why didn't you just do the homework?
But I turned it in.
Yeah.
I turned it in to the guy. And he reads it and he goes, hope you think this is pretty funny because I'm going to give it to your teacher. And I was like, well, that's why I gave it to you.
Yeah.
So
I think it is funny.
Give it to him.
What'd your teacher say?
I showed up the next day. He was like, love the note. Don't tell anybody, but I gave you credit for your homework and extra credit for all the writing you did.
Dude, that's awesome.
I was like, thanks, man.
That's not bad.
And I was like, tell that stupid teacher never to come back here again.
What grade was it?
I was a junior in high school, I think.
Okay. Dude, I had a high school teacher.
You didn't go to high school. So, last we left Robert, he had just gotten a falling out with Claude over Chet's severed head in his private closet.
But who cares about me, Jack? Because I didn't go to high school. I'm not smart.
That's true. That's so true. Nobody does care about Robert. So we're going to have
another guest come in and finish his talk.
And it's like somebody super famous. Hi, guys. Christopher Walken here to talk about Robert's walk.
So I have to relay.
Yeah, things are really good.
Who is that?
That's the same guy. You haven't heard Christopher Walken lately?
No.
Yeah, dude.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad, man.
Has he been smoking?
You don't keep up with your walking?
No. I mean, I keep up with my walking.
Oh!
You didn't even realize. You didn't even realize that until you said it.
I didn't. But it was so good. And everybody that...
Everybody else, yeah.
And by now, Dildo Tana has taken off.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Kanye West retweeted us 3 times.
Oh, definitely.
Dildo Tana.
Yep.
What was the other hashtag? It didn't take off. You can tell.
No, yeah. I don't remember.
But, yeah. Anyway, we got Kanye on board.
Christopher Walken. Yeah, exactly. He's gone now.
Are you
done? Okay, you ready?
Are you done?
Can I go?
Please.
Can I start my walk?
Tell us your story, Rob.
Where did I leave off? Okay, Claude's gone. Claude's gone.
He was just taking sad pictures of Claude.
Yeah.
Claude and his porn and his hatchet riding off into the distance.
After he left, me and Tony started walking. And I remember us walking it was just like after Cody left. We were like just not talking to each other, listening to whatever we were listening to, probably podcasts or music. And I remember we just didn't really talk that much that day. It was just like kind of like very depressing. Which is like weird because like it was like Claude was there for 3 days.
What?
Two rest days, one walk day. Yeah. So it wasn't like he was there for a long time, but I could feel he was disappointed in himself and we were disappointed in him. So
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
We wrote his
mom.
We
were sad. Yeah. We were sad.
Dear Claude's mom.
Oh well.
Claude's mom text these guys and was like, did Claude get a hold of his porn?
No, dude, little side story. He went home, packed up his stuff, and then just moved to Louisiana like 2 weeks later. Yeah. He just was like, I'm done with St. Pete. Because he was saying how when we got back, he was going to move. But he literally, like, he went back right after the walk.
Can we
packed his stuff
can
and
we
went
take
right
a
to
second
Louisiana.
And reflect on, because I don't really think anybody knows him. And if you're listening, Claude, you're welcome to dispute me.
Right.
But Claude's got money, bro. What's going on with Claude?
Claude
bought all the supplies, flew out to not Idaho. Where are you guys now?
We're in Montana.
Montana. Yeah. Flew out to Montana. How could I forget?
Yeah, Dildo-tana.
So he flew out to Montana, hung out for 3 days, bought a hatchet and some porn.
I like how that's like signifies you're rich.
It
like,
does. Listen. You ask a rich man if he's got a hatchet or some porn, I promise you he's got
or
one or the other.
It should be and. It should be both.
He's like, I've got the platinum laced hatchet for those really expensive trees in my backyard.
And platinum porn
that makes it really hard to turn the pages.
Yeah, but it's good stuff.
But he's got that. And then he, not only that, he flies back on a whim. Screw it, I'm going back. And then he just up and moves to another state. Yeah. That's an expensive undertaking. I mean,
honestly, he really didn't have a lot of money. I think he had some money saved up. And he used all of it to go to Louisiana.
Claude.
And then when he went to Louisiana...
Claude, are you selling drugs, Claude?
Well, maybe that. But
Claude, are you selling drugs?
That might be it, but it's definitely not. He's not like a rich guy. He saved up some money. He went over there, and then I remember he was calling me from New Orleans. And he's like, this place is great. He's like, but I got to get a job.
He's like, this place is great. You should check out this magazine I just bought.
And then you sent me some
some snaps.
Yeah, some snaps.
Found this mag at a Wawa.
Hey, man.
They didn't sell it to me. I just found it there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they have porn there. They should.
I'm not
authority. Not that I've
on that.
Looked. Yeah. Not that I've looked. I'm just saying, I don't see magazines around lately. Anyways, So now, next day, me and Tony walk kind of in silence. We're kind of quiet. I remember at one point, and I wish I could remember the town. It was like a small little town we walked through, and it was like really hot. But I always wore my hoodie, which not the one I'm wearing, but I had another gray hoodie.
I can confirm nor deny the hoodie status, folks. I'm sorry.
Well, for
I'm
once,
just going to let him. We'll all assume he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm definitely wearing a hoodie right now, but the one I wore on the walk, like I always had it on just because I liked having extra pockets. Because I had like Tony was always doing sunflower seeds. Like when we were on the walk, he would always buy sunflower seeds and just spit them out as we were walking. And I did gum.
The mental game is strong.
Dude, yeah, that's true.
When you've got sunflower seeds or something else to occupy the fact that your knees, your shins, your feet are just an agonizing pain.
Dude, and I would do the sunflower seeds every once in a while. Like I would do sunflower
switch
seeds or gum or whatever it was, and then just, you know, listen to the iPod. But I would always have my iPod in one pocket, gum in the other pocket, my phone, my everything else like that in my wallet. So I don't even know where I was going with this. Okay, yeah. We were in the small town and we stopped because it was like really hot, and even though it's hot, I always still wore the hoodie. It kept the sun off me. But we stopped at this little bar, and it had like a little awning, and we stopped there, and we were resting for a little bit. And that was when me and Tony started talking again, kind of talking about Claude and like, well, this sucks. Like, it's kind of feels weird. Like, you know, again, we lose another person. But while we're sitting there, this guy comes out of the bar, and he's just like, oh, like he almost stepped on us because we're like under the awning.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it was kind of like a side door. And he just goes like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're just resting right now. We're walking across the country and stuff. He's like, oh, he's like, yeah, like, okay. Hey, guys. And like, there's just like four other guys. Like, they're all like college age.
Yeah.
And they all come over and they're like, hey, what do you guys want to come in? Come in. Have some beer and stuff like that. So we go in and they give us drinks and they bought us a pizza. And they knew the bar owners because the bar, like one of the guys like goes around the bar and like the bar owner's like, get out, like get back, like
right,
out
right,
from
right,
over
right,
here.
Right.
And he goes back there and he just like opens a jar of like Slim Jims. He's just like throwing them at us. He's like, here, have some Slim Jims. And she's like, stop that. And he's just like throwing, he's like, I'll pay for it. He's like, you guys want a pizza? They make pizza here. He's like, yeah, we'll get you a pizza. All right, get him a pizza. We're just like, all right, sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
So I was like, this is cool.
These are my favorite parts of this story is when you meet totally cool people.
Yeah, I was like, this is awesome. And They even gave us a little pog, which I still have, and it was basically like just a little plastic disc that said like one free drink.
Pixar didn't happen.
If you ever, hey, I gotta upload Pixar those dildo pics first.
That's right.
So
hashtag dildo Tana
still going strong. Yeah, so he gave us one of those and it said like free drink. He's like, if you ever come back through here, you get a free drink. This is a free drink thing. Just turn it in. But dude, I could not tell you right now. I'm sure I have it in my blog somewhere, but I could not tell you what town that was.
Nice.
But it was on our way to Butte.
We'll just call it Nice Town, Montana.
There you go.
That's where
nice
you
town.
Work.
Every town.
Yeah, you met Rory and his friends.
Yeah, because I don't remember their names.
I do
remember one of their names, Peter, because he added me on Facebook.
Nice.
And he actually asked me about the walk like after I finished and everything like that.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, Peter, you and your boys were awesome.
Yeah. No, they were really cool. And we rested there for a little while and then got back on the road and headed to Butte. That's the next big town we were going to hit.
Yeah.
But something started happening.
Dun, dun.
Tony and I remember we were resting on the side of the road, just taking a break one day. And Tony goes, hey, man, I'm not positive, but I'm thinking about maybe quitting the walk.
Oh,
and I
boy.
Was like,
what,
really?
Dude?
So like, yeah.
No, Tony, not you.
So I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm not positive. He's like, honestly, it's like wearing on me. And I was like,
yeah.
No, I get that. I'm like, it's not easy and stuff. But his thing was, well, there's a couple things. Like differentiated, like between us, like he thought of it as a challenge. I thought of it as more of an experience. Like
right.
I just wanted to kind of experience something. But I also wanted to walk more and he didn't. So it was like, it was kind of weird. Like, we both kind of had different thoughts on the matter. So when he was saying, like, his issues were that his feet were tired, he was tired of carrying his backpack, that we weren't really, like, talking a lot. Most of it, like, the walk wasn't what he imagined in his head. A lot of it was just us single file, like, walking along the shoulder.
Of course.
Listening to whatever we could. So he was just like, I don't know, it's just wearing on me. And I said, well, I think some of it is we're not really walking like a ton of miles every day. I'm like, but you know, you're carrying your backpack. Like I'm wheeling my backpack. I feel like I could walk 30 miles easily.
Yeah.
Wheeling this backpack. I'm like, but when you're carrying your backpack, you know, it's harder. He's like, yeah. He's like, maybe I could do something with wheels. And I'm like, why don't you look up and see if you can find something with wheels, maybe when we hit like Butte or Bozeman or something like that, which was
yeah,
the next
see how
towns,
you feel.
And see if that works. And if it doesn't, if you don't like it then quit. But like see if at least maybe like having wheels makes things a little bit easier. So he did. He was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I also said like I wanted to walk a little bit more, like maybe if we walked, because like we were walking in the middle of the day and it's like really hot. So he's like, all right, well, maybe if we walk like early in the morning and then take a break around like noon or one, like noon to like 2 o'clock or something,
yeah,
and then start walking when the sun starts going down. So I was like, yeah, like that, let's try those things. So we did. I remember that night in the tent, we were just on the side of the road. He was looking up, he had signal. So he was looking up like, people who walked across the country and seeing what kind of carts they used. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of people who have done it used carts. So, yeah, like he was just scrolling through like different stories. And I think one of them was this guy who walked across the country. He used kind of a bike cart.
Yeah.
And he bought it from Walmart. So Tony looked it up and they had one in Walmart in Butte. And there's just one.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try to get this, see how it is. So when we got to Butte, we went right to the Walmart. He bought the cart. We went to like just a convenience store parking lot. He's
yeah.
setting it up like in the parking lot. And actually there was a McDonald's over there, and I remember we were resting there, and my little pull cart that I had that the guy at the bike shop fixed for me.
Yeah.
Ended up starting to like really break. So I was going to need something else soon.
Yeah.
And I still had some wheels for my backpack that my mom had ordered and sent to me that I was able to replace, but they weren't lasting that long. Mm-hmm. So I remember sitting at a McDonald's talking with Tony. Tony goes to the bathroom, and this couple just walks up, and they're like, "Hey, you're walking across the country, right? We've seen you on the side of the road."
So weird.
So I'm like, "Yeah," and he's like, "That's pretty awesome." He's like, "Yeah, yeah," and we're talking back and forth. He's like, "How you do it?" And he was talking about like, "How do you carry the backpack and stuff?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't carry it. Like, I wheel." He's like, "That's right, that's right." He's like, "Yeah, I did see you do that." He's like, "But I said, but my wheels keep breaking, and it's like a real pain in the ass." He's like, "Well, I might have something for you." He's like, "You gonna be here long?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like,
"Dude, yeah,
even walking, if we're not here, you'll see us down the road, like, yeah, like, yeah, 20 yards." So I'm like, "Yeah, we'll be around." So he's like, "All right, well, I'll be right back." So he like went to his house and came back with his own cart, but it was kind of like it was like an older cart, like something that you hook up to bikes, kind of what Tony just bought, but it was a little bit older and it still worked. He's like, "Just try it. Maybe that'll work," because it actually had bike tires, like not as big, yeah, but like training wheel type bike tires. So I was like, "All right, I'll try that." So I used that, and Tony had his cart. So we were doing that. The only thing was Tony, I think, saw it as kind of like a weakness.
A cheat.
Yeah, because he wanted this to be a challenge. So I remember him being kind of like, "Oh, this is like this sucks." He's like, "I don't know." He's like, "I mean, it's easier on me, and I feel like I can walk forever," but he's like, "I don't know. It just doesn't feel right." And
I'm
like,
"Shut up, Tony. Just go with it." I'm just kidding, yeah, Tony. No. Just kidding, Tony, our hero of the story.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, because soon it's just going to be Tony's version, Tony's side of everything.
And Tony said,
to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I think Tony saw it as a weakness, but as the days went on, like, after we left Butte, it got a little bit easier, and I think it was easier for him to cope with. And he's like, "Yeah, screw it." Like, he was also talking about how he could hold more water, hold more food, and I was like, "Yeah." And now that I had my cart, I could hold more water, more food, because it was an actual cart that I was putting my backpack in. Mm-hmm. So the only difference was Tony's cart he was pushing because it actually had a handle, and my cart I had to pull because the handle was like in the back and it just wasn't easy. It only had two wheels. Yeah. Tony's had three. Had like a little small wheel in the front. So I was doing that. And I remember at one point, I think it was after we left Butte, we were going up this like huge, like just a mountain road pass.
Yeah.
And we were probably like 5 miles from Butte. And maybe it wasn't even Butte. It was probably like another small town. But I just remember one of the tires on the cart of my cart popped. And just went poof, and it was just like a loud bang. Like, it made me and Tony jump. We're like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, "Crap, like the tire popped." So then I remember Tony was like, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I was like, "Well, we're not that far from town. Maybe I'll run back and see if I can
get another tire.
So I did. I went all the way back. Like, Tony stayed. I was like, "Here, we set up the tent."
Yeah.
And I just went back by myself. I just kept everything there. And I didn't even take my backpack. I just left it all there. I walked 5 miles back, bought a couple of air tires, and then came back. But then eventually we decided, like, Tony, like, found, like, those solid rubber tires. Yeah. Where there's no air. It's just a solid rubber tube. And he was like, those are what we need. And I'm like, "Well, I just bought air tires." Yeah, I didn't think of those.
I was an idiot.
Pretty much.
But our hero told you about the rubber.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's going to be his story soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, you know, I got the air tires. I filled one up. I replaced it, and then we left. And the next day, we ended up spending the night on the side of the road right there because by the time I got back, it was already kind of late.
Over.
Yeah. So, you know, the carts definitely helped out, and especially when I got that cart. Even though it wasn't as good as like Tony's cart, the one that he just bought, it was still like nice having actual like tires like and made for the road.
And he ended up accepting his
cart. Yeah, because he ended up buying like more. We went to another Walmart and we bought because we saw that we were in like the lower part of Montana, and soon we were going to cut down through Wyoming. And there was large portions of lower Montana and Wyoming that had nothing. So, like, Tony was really like, "Hey, we should probably bring more water." So then I was like, yeah, I'm like, well, with the carts, we can carry more. So Tony found these big, like, 6-gallon jugs, mm-hmm. and we just filled them with water. So we never had to worry about water anymore. Like, we just filled them all the way up, and they just fit in the cart, and it was good.
Nice.
But, yeah, so, like, we headed from there. We headed towards Bozeman, which was the next big... I hate calling them cities because they're not even that big, but
little town.
I guess they're city. I don't know. Bozeman's pretty big. It's like one of the bigger cities in Montana. But I also was thinking about getting a cart like Tony's because the cart
at
the
Walmart.
Yeah, at the Walmart, just because my cart, it was kind of like ripped at the bottom. And
you should not to tell you how to do your job here, Rob, but you should probably post a picture of that cart on Twitter or Facebook.
I just posted a bunch of pictures on Instagram. Do you see
Instagram.
My picture?
Instagram, no.
You see my picture of the blister?
No, I don't look after you and your stuff. Dude. I think that's weird.
I think it's Seven Lamb Productions. You should keep up with it since you're part of this business.
I am. I am a big part of it.
Yeah, I actually physically, just posted.
physically a big part of it. That's all.
I posted some pictures. Look at that blister.
My wife liked it. That's gnarly. I would totally pop that sucker.
No, I didn't pop it. I mean, it popped by itself during the rain one day. I didn't even feel it pop.
Well, this is a view.
This is all from Montana. Tent. Yeah.
In the tent. Niche.
That was all from, like, Montana and stuff. I just posted it from the last episode we uploaded last Sunday. This is older. We're recording ahead of time just to let you know. Okay, they already know because I'm talking about something that happened 2 weeks ago.
Nah, fam, it's all good.
Eh, whatever. But yeah, I guess we can wrap it up here because the next episode is going to be a pretty big one. But let's wrap it up. Me and Tony are just getting into Bozeman. I'm buying a new cart just like Tony has because I like to copy Tony.
Right.
And that way we can be like twinsies. And have our carts
one
the
of you
same.
Just got shot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. No, all leave right. that for the opening of the next episode.
So if you listen to us every week, you know that I like to plug our stuff, and you took the card. You can find us at 7Lamb anything, man.
Yes.
We're there.
7Lamb Podcasts on Instagram, facebook.com/7LambPodcast.
Yep.
7Lamb Podcasts at gmail.com.
Blog Talk Radio /7Lamb.
Yeah, but SEVEN.
SEVEN.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But hey, on an unrelated note,
we love you.
This has been a 7Lamb production.